Virus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Pardon? Am I trying to what?
Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm sorry. I can't understand. I'm calling about the appointments for the corona vaccine.
What county are you in?
Baldwin County.
We have two locations, Robertsdale and Daphne. Which one are you close to?
Robertsdale.
What's your first name?
I need drive through. I don't know if that makes any difference. Yeah, I've already called before. I just hadn't heard anything. I wanted to check on the status. First name is Kenneth.
We don't have statuses here. We just pre-register you. So after we pre-register you, your information goes to the health department, and the health department's supposed to call you with your appointment. We don't have any statuses or appointments or anything like that.
Oh, was there any way to check about when we're going to be able to go or anything? Because I don't know if it's getting lost or...
I mean, you can try calling the health department, but 9 times out of 10, they're probably not going to answer.
So we're just in limbo to see if anything's going to happen.
Yeah, pretty much. Just have to wait it out.
Well, because they're having all these open drive-in things, and I'm not getting any calls. I mean, they're doing thousands and thousands of shots.
The open drive-thru thing, that's open to the public. That's not with our system.
Yeah, so, I understand that, but it's still the COVID thing allegated for the state of Alabama.
Yeah, I was saying that when they have those open drive-thrus, you're welcome to go. You don't have to have an appointment for that.
I understand that, too. My point is they got all these things going to them, and it doesn't seem like anything's going through the health department for appointments.
Oh, yeah, I know. I have no idea why they're going so slow. I know the list is very long because everybody.
We were over there at they were giving it over this morning. We're over there, and there was a whole bunch of young people in line.
Yeah, everybody's trying to get registered and trying to get the vaccine at the same time. So with the list being so long and people been registered back, in December, people start registering way back then before they even said they were giving the vaccines out. So they're doing the list from then until now, and they still in December. So that list is long.
All wrong.
Yeah, it's a first come first serve lease.
Yeah, well, it's not even that when other people are getting in line in front of you and they hadn't registered at all, they just go through these drive throughs.
Yeah,
okay.
I say if you see a drive through, go ahead and go because.
Well, we were there. You got to wait 6 hours.
Yeah, but it's better than waiting for some months to get a vaccine. A lot of people appointment not until April.
I can't be away from a bathroom for 6 hours.
I would rather wait for that, though, because a lot of people don't have appointments to get their vaccine until, like, May and April. So I don't want you waiting, and then when they call you with your appointment, they say your appointment in June, you're going to be mad.
Oh, man, you got to be kidding. It's really going to be that far away?
Yes. A lot of people been telling me today that they got their appointment, and it's like in April and May and July.
And the other thing is I don't know which one gets more shots, either Daphne or Robertsdale, because I'll go to either one of them where I can get it first. I mean, I'm closest to Robertsdale because I'm here in Foley. That's just straight up 59.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh.